welcome to Making Sense with Dustin LaMontagne from Research Capital. My name is Bryn Griffiths. Hey, Dustin, how you doing?
Hey, good, Bryn. How are you?
Great, thank you. We're getting into a topic here. This has been a, I have a radio show in Edmonton. This one's always a hot topic. Online gaming. Where do you want to start with this one?
Well, it's a hot button topic for sure. Definitely you can't watch a hockey game anymore without seeing about a dozen commercials in between periods talking about different gambling sites. Most of the teams, half the teams have Bet365 or MGM or DraftKings on their helmets.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting industry for certain, it's definitely a burgeoning industry as well. I mean, if you look at the numbers, I think worldwide gambling was about $65 billion in 2022, and it's on pace in 2024 here for about $110 billion. So you're talking about an almost double in a couple of years. And as more countries legalize and more sites get created and more companies proliferate, the industry is going to grow. Estimated to be at about a 6.5% growth rate for the foreseeable future. So it's definitely going to be one to watch. I don't own any gambling stocks outright. I did have the Score in 2021 and they got bought out. So, but definitely, the way the market is emerging, I'm not sure if it's going to be the companies or the governments that prosper more, because the province of Alberta seems to be doing very well in that space. It's gone to the point now where, you can just go on your smartphone, open up a gambling account and start betting. It might take you 15 minutes. So there's obviously a moral issue with should companies or the government be actively targeting segments of the population to gamble on their smartphones while they're at work? At least before, you used to have to fly to Vegas or you have to get in your car and drive to the casino.
Right.
Now with handheld online gambling, I think it's going to be pretty destructive in some cases. And I'm not, I'm pretty capitalistic at heart, so I don't believe that the government needs to monitor every single thing we do. But it does seem like the programming behind the online gambling is very similar to what triggers the dopamine levels in slot machines and so forth, and certain drugs. So I think there's a propensity to have addictions to this type of an industry. So, and their target is males 18 to 30. It's very clear.
Right.
That's their advertising NFL and NHL. So I think that it's definitely an industry to watch. It's going to be interesting as it rolls out to see what type of social aspects will come out of it, because gambling addiction is nothing to it's very serious,
and yes,
it's one of those things where you can devastate a household financially, so, and very quickly.
Hey, did you mention the user rate in the world? Like, how many people are doing this?
It's pretty staggering. Like, I think last year was about 240 million people worldwide.
Wow.
Had some type of online gambling account. Hmm. You're talking, 2.5 to 3.3% of the population and growing. So probably the two biggest players right now are DraftKings and MGM. But like I say, the provinces and the states are looking to get in on the action too, because everyone wants to get a little bit of the piece of the revenue pie, right?
Yeah. So you're talking about that big number worldwide. What about Canada? Where do we fit into all this?
It's interesting because Canada basically legalized sport betting quite some years ago with, not a great service, but I think it used to be called Sport Select and you could bet on different games and whatnot. But now they've gone full force and it's a wide open market now, right? So Interestingly, Canada is expected to have the highest user penetration rate per capita for online gambling. And I don't think that's any due in any small part to the bombardment of advertising during hockey games, because we're a hockey crazy country still. And, you can't turn on any hockey broadcast now without seeing multiple ads, and we know who they're targeting. So,
yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. It's crazy what's happened here. But you know what? When you take a look back at it, tobacco figured that out way, way back in the 50s, right? And then alcohol, which is still very prevalent on advertising, let's say on any of the hockey broadcasts. And now we have this. So they've obviously figured out how to get to that demo.
Yeah, the funny example was the fella, I think it was Pinto in Ottawa, got suspended. And of course, there's an online gambling company, stamped on on Ottawa Senators helmets.
Yeah.
So, a little bit hypocritical of the league, I think, but, nonetheless, it's an industry that is growing. I probably wouldn't put any money into it just from an ethical standpoint. It's not really an area I want to have client money invested in. I did own a little bit of gambling stocks in 2001, like I mentioned, for myself. But I think the way the industry's gone, it's there's just going to be more and more players, and the margins are going to get squeezed. So we'll see who's left standing after the dust settles. But I forget which one, Gretzky and McDavid are advertising. It's the one with the lion all the time.
But
is that MGM? I think
that's MGM. And actually, it's funny because the one area that we're hearing more and more about now is the league is very careful about having their players who are active players, like Connor McDavid, who's in that spot. I think that they've asked that he can't do anything further for now. The ads that he's already done, he's fine. But I don't know exactly how the National Hockey League or any of these leagues are going to handle this. But obviously, it's certainly a hot topic. It's one worthy of watching and seeing how it's going. But I tend to be with you. It's one viewed from a little bit of a distance. That's how I view it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a good topic to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not actively investing in it, although I do follow the companies. I'm not naive enough to think it's going anywhere anytime soon. So,
who are you picking? Columbus? Oh, never mind. Just kidding. Anything else on this one? Like I said, it's a hot topic with a lot of people. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, just, wanted to bring attention to the topic. I know it's been in the news lately, and, mostly from a social aspect. Is it actually ethical for, provinces to be targeting smartphone users to set up gambling accounts? And I think that's a valid question. I have a son who's 21, and I wouldn't want him, blowing his paychecks on betting on Oiler games on his smartphone. So
easy too. Hey, Dustin, if anybody has any further questions on this, because you're watching it carefully as you watch everything else, how do they get a hold of you?
Hey, you can give me a call on my cell phone. It's 780-905-7729, or you can email me at dlamontang@researchcapital.com.
Dustin, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Bryn.
Okay, well, that's it for today. We'll have more helpful hints coming your way on our next episode. Don't forget, all opinions expressed are solely Dustin's and do not reflect those of Research Capital. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for investment decisions. Clients of Research Capital may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast. Thanks for listening to Making Sense. Have yourself a great day.